Dave Moore on Today FM.
Liz.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having the chat today. I appreciate it.
Listen, I'm delighted. I'm so such a romantically beautiful idea, this thing. I want everyone to know about it. So I'm delighted you came on to tell me.
It's been a passion project of mine for almost 10 years. So anytime someone wants to talk to me about it, my husband is relieved he doesn't have to do it.
Brilliant. Okay, well, flea market love letters. What is the idea behind this?
Sure. So Flea Market Love Letters is a digital archive of vintage love letters. We have about 3,500 letters in the archive since the last 8 years that I've been running the project.
Wow.
And in those 8 years, I've transcribed and photographed and posted about 700, probably closer to 750 now, of individual letters from various series.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Flea Market Love Letters gives me the impression that you are literally finding these letters in places like flea markets and maybe being them, having them donated to you or whatever else. But they're lost love letters in some ways.
Oh, 100%. They're 100% real letters. So they're bought from flea markets. I grew up in the States. I lived in the States. I moved to Ireland in 2018. And I started collecting letters from flea markets in about 2009 was the first series. And then I kind of kept up the habit. And now that I live over here, a lot of my friends and family will be at a flea market and they might say, oh, I found a big box for you, you know, pick it up when you come home next. So I often have a lot of old mail in the cabins of Ireland.
Yeah. And I'm just interested, like, why of all the things to end up at a flea market would old letters to from person to person, why would that be a thing? Why would they not be just binned or burned? Like, there's no value in them, I suppose, in a monetary sense, realistically.
The real answer is stamps. So
okay.
Stamps are where a lot of the money is. The envelopes themselves are called covers in collecting.
Okay.
So you'd be looking for stamps and covers. But generally the letters inside, I mean, I've heard horror stories of people who've bought lots off of eBay thinking they were going to get 50 or 70 letters and it's just 50 or 70 envelopes because the seller has thrown out the letter inside because
the value is in
really
the other bit.
Stamp.
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha. So what was the impetus for your very first purchase or your very first flea market love letter?
So the first time I started sharing, so I'd collected the letters since 2009, but the first time I started sharing was in 2017. I was sitting in my apartment and I found out we were there for a year and I found out that it had burnt down before.
Oh.
So I started thinking, you know, what would you take in a fire kind of a thing? You know,
yeah.
You'd grab the cat, you'd grab the wedding ring, and then what else would you take? So I was like, I thought to myself, I was like, you know, I've got these amazing letters that at the time I thought, oh, only I had ever seen. So I just started photographing them. And then I had about 200 photographs on my phone. And I was like, well, I'm a millennial. I should make an Instagram page. So I made an Instagram page. And then I made a Tumblr. And then for about 3 or 4 years, it was my mom, two of her friends, and
yeah,
a friend from high school on it. And then during kind of COVID, I started to do a lot of podcasts and projects talking about handwritten letters and connecting. And now it's grown into this wonderful community that we have.
It's amazing. And I presume people just get a third person buzz off a lovely letter.
It's really special. Yeah. Yeah. No, and they're real letters. So I ask people to, you know, it's not like the notebook. You can watch the notebook and you can pass an opinion on, you know, what all that kind of story, but these are real letters by real people. And there have been instances where I've had people, relatives or people who've known the letter writers get in touch. And so it's very important to me that the letters be viewed as social history, but also as real. So
yeah.
I like people to really know that there were people behind them and it's not computer generated. It's not me sitting at a computer writing up these stories. It's real letters.
And tell me, do you ever run into somebody who goes, hey, that's my letter or my mom's letter or my whoever, and they go, take that down? Like,
so I lived in fear of that for about, what are we at? We're at 8 years now,
yeah.
So we'll say 7.5 years. But I had some really good luck in the last year. So really since COVID, a lot of people have gotten in touch. And so far, it's all been really positive.
Oh, lovely.
I had one guy who got in touch. He was doing his genealogy, and this is an Irish connection. I have 3 or 4 letters from the series, and he was doing his genealogy. And he said, you know, your website came up when I searched my family name. And I was like, oh, so I thought this was going to be the occasion where I should say, would you like your letters back? And so I wrote back and I said, you know, thanks so much for getting in touch. I appreciate your tone. You know, I understand this could be a sensitive discovery, and I appreciate that, you know, you're coming at this from this angle. And I said, would you like the letters back? And he said, no, thank you. You know, I think that you've done a wonderful job with preserving them. But then he told me something very funny where he said that one of the man who had written the letters was in the military, and at a time he had actually been stationed in Ireland. So I didn't have a letter from him while he was in Ireland, but his descendant was able to tell me, his nephew was able to tell me that he thought it was very fitting that his letters were back in Ireland because he had been stationed in Ireland. So I just thought, you know, that's kind of the stories that you get from the project.
That what you might discover in this at some point, Liz, is your own version of the notebook. In other words, you might find a love story that is worth writing and developing and turning into, I don't know, a book or a movie or a TV show or something. I mean, you probably have no aim for this, but what if it happens?
Oh, I'd love to. So I'd love to someday do a book about the letters. These are incredible stories written by men and women who were living history as they knew it as the everyday. So they were living, you know, the day before war is declared in World War II, or they were making every penny work during the Great Depression, but they didn't know that was the Great Depression. They kind of knew it was World War II, but it wasn't. It was just it's the everyday history of it. So I have a big passion for that, and I'd love to do a book project with it someday. But it's just very important to me to, you know, to keep the meat of the project real and to just say these are real stories to share.
That's such a brilliant way. I've never thought about that before. But of course, when you think back to historical times, whether it's 10 years ago or 100 years ago or whenever, you think, oh, well, of course, that was the era of. But at the time, it's just Thursday. Like it's just whatever the day of your life you're just going through. You don't think you're living in a time.
Oh, yeah. I have some fantastic letters. I've got letters. Last year, I did a series of a woman from Georgia. She moved to New York, and she talks about sort of going to, I mean, New York in the 20s. But to her, that was just, I mean, it was going to the big city. I get that. But today, to read letters about New York in the 20s, that's a bygone era. That's your kind of, it's so drenched in nostalgia that you kind of, you get these real firsthand accounts where she's talking about being called a flapper and going to the opera and all this stuff. And you're like, no one talks like that anymore. So you can really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, listen, have a brilliant Valentine's Day, Liz. Thank you so much for doing this. And thank you so much for telling me all about it.
Thanks for having me. Happy Valentine's
Day. Dave Moore on Today FM.